There is not a smidgen of evidence of wrongdoing. Not a smidgen. The words of our commander-in-chief with regard to the alleged wrongdoings which have occurred in President Obama's very own IRS, and his commission secretary and leader at the time, one Lois Lerner. Well, in fact, the president is right. There is not a smidgen of evidence. There is a mountain of evidence of wrongdoing, disregarded, of course, by the most transparent administration in the history of the American presidency. Pardon my sarcasm. Many think we the people endure the most deceitful administration in American history. Remember, if you will, and that's the problem with America, it so soon forgets. Remember Solyndra, the automobile company bailouts, Acorn, Fast and Furious, and the unaccountable Attorney General, immigration and border protection, you know, the Arizona problems, Benghazi, the military, the Air Force, DOMA, NSA, just to mention some of the delightful activities of this, the most transparent and honest administration in American history. But I digress. So back to the IRS. The IRS, it well seems, has become the president's favorite weapon to punish the opposition. This august agency has been relentless in its targeting of Tea Party, conservative political groups, and those filing for nonprofit status, and even religious groups like the Billy Graham Organization. Isn't that something? Billy Graham. Lois Lerner, head of the IRS, and the director of the IRS, and the leader of one of the most corrupt chapters of the agency's tax-exempt office as it occurred, was of course a key player in all such actions. As with everyone and everything in Washington, she denied everything, never did a thing. Until such time as she was forced to testify under oath, that gets their attention, under oath before Congress. Knowing she would have to lie, Lerner embraced the Fifth Amendment at every turn and failed to answer any questions which Congress posed. It seems as though Lerner has learned well the Alinsky rules, the Saul Alinsky rules, the rules for radicals, which require radicals to deny and then delay, and then obfuscate, that is, confuse, and then finally litigate. In other words, you ain't ever going to pin me down. Well, Lerner has well accomplished the deny and delay stages of the radical modus operandi. No matter what happened, she will not reveal it. And of course, that denial of any wrongdoing originates at the White House, don't you think? President Obama continues to claim that he had no knowledge of the IRS wrongdoing and its abusive muzzling of conservative groups. Do you believe that? Do you? And of course, the compliant and complacent liberal radical media allows him to get away with it. No investigation, none at all. And there is hardly even a mention of the scandals in the news. When's the last time you heard from ABC, CBS, or NBC something, anything, about the IRS scandals? On with the IRS aggressively coming after anything conservative. Just get on with it. Oblivious to Congress and the public. And this IRS fashioned brand new rules and regulations to govern the political activity of 501c4 nonprofit entities. And that is so with respect to their so-called political activities. There's no shame at the IRS. They're more aggressive than ever. The new regulations state that to either be granted or to maintain tax-exempt status, that is 501c4 organizations, they must devote a majority of their work to their primary social welfare purpose. Such regulations would work to stifle free speech and especially conservative free speech. For example, Tea Party activities and primary purposes were the education of Americans on pressing problems such as the size of government, the erosion of the Constitution, and governmental actions not in accordance with the law. Sounds very legitimate to me, doesn't it to you? The Tea Party and other organizations established voter guides, speakers forums, pamphlets, or voter registration drives, among others, which were not previously categorized as political. Now, says the IRS, all such activity, because it's the Tea Party, all such activity would in fact be regarded as political activity, which would in effect and de facto make it all but impossible for Tea Party groups to qualify for the nonprofit status. All such would be new political activity rather than social welfare. End of the tax exemption. The IRS claims the new rules are guidance on allowable activities, but in actual fact, Those rules were designed, as Congressman Camp so bluntly states, quote, to put Tea Party groups out of business, end quote, and amen, Congressman Camp. Interestingly, the new rules would not apply to the ultra-liberal League of Women Voters Education Fund. Have you heard of them? Aggressive liberal organization. That organization is registered as a 501c3, not 4. C3 nonprofit, which has in some cases even stricter standards with respect to political activity. But no problem for them. On with the liberal business at hand. But this organization actually boasts about its educational activities and its debates and forums and the liberal political education it offers, which of course the IRS under Lerner and Company totally ignores. And by the way, these new rules do not apply to the biggest spender of all in politics, namely, ready for this, the unions. No problem for them. Spend millions and be as aggressive as any union wants in politics. No problem with the IRS. Unions are registered with the IRS as 501c5. Now we've got 3, 4, and 5. A special categorization for unions. So let liberal organizations get away with political activity and unions the very same. And IRS, zero in, target to the fullest conservative organizations registered as 501c4 nonprofits. How, in the name of Lois Lerner, did this happen? And all of this, my fellow Americans, right after, following immediately after the horrendous and vicious scandals of 2013 with regard to the IRS targeting of conservative groups and religious organizations. Do you remember that? The IRS has no shame, and far more importantly, no accountability. None. To whom is this organization, this political entity, accountable? Not even to Congress. The congressional hearings and investigations make interesting press, but you can be sure that nothing but nothing will happen of any real consequence as this now corrupt agency continues its aggressive anti-conservative activities. But do remember all along, my fellow Americans, President Barack Hussein Obama has absolutely no knowledge of any of this, none whatsoever. The president continues to be outraged by the IRS actions, as he so stated late last year. Oh, what a farce. Are you not ashamed? Are you not ashamed, even angered, as I am, of our country, the way it works, and the people who govern? I use the words of First Lady Michelle Obama. I'm ashamed of my country. Are you not ashamed of the shameless IRS as I am? Why do we let this happen? The Family Research Council under Tony Perkins states clearly and emphatically regarding the IRS as follows, quote, "This is the president's biggest and most powerful weapon to punish his detractors. What was once the tax collector is now the administration's favorite avenue for carrying out political vendettas," end quote. Amen, Tony Perkins. But I suppose even if criminal activity is proven, IRS potential lawbreakers, starting with Lois Lerner, really should not be worried about being prosecuted for breaking the law. You could be certain that Attorney General Eric Holder will find a way not to do so. Mr. Holder is very good at that, and of course protecting the administration as much as he possibly can. Lawsuits abound, investigations go on, Freedom of Information Acts are filed, and Congress holds hearings. The public is educated, at least by conservative media, but nothing happens. There is just simply no accountability in America anymore. Ignore or violate the Constitution. Ignore or violate the rules of law. Do what you want. Anything goes in Washington because there is no accountability, none whatsoever. Holder and company, and all like him, adopt and utilize the strategies of Saul Alinsky as they run their agencies and offices, that is, deny and delay and obfuscate and then litigate as a last resort. You can be certain that nothing but nothing's going to happen in the last 2 years and 9 months of Obama's administration. There is no way this president and his administration are going to be held accountable. None. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, says the following about the IRS scandals, quote, "They, the scandals, help explain a lot of the things this administration has done," end quote. Oh, they sure do. McConnell goes on to say as follows, quote, "What they, the Obama administration, really wanted was a hook that enabled them to stir up outrage about conservative groups so they could get their hands on the names." There it is, my friends, the names of the folks who supported them, and then go after them, end quote. Hey, by the way, do you for any reason support the Tea Party or any other active and aggressive conservative group? The IRS and the Obama administration want your name, and sooner or later, somebody's going to be knocking on your door. Obama and company, through his aggressive IRS, they will go after the people, the individuals who contributed to and supported conservative political action entities. In short, if you or I were a supporter of the Tea Party, and that was known by the IRS, that is Obama and company, you could bet your bottom tax dollar you would be targeted for some kind of punitive IRS action. But, of course, nothing but denials from Washington and Mr. Obama and, of course, the IRS and more delay and more obfuscation, more of the same, and a willingness through puppet Attorney General Eric Holder to litigate wherever possible so that nothing but nothing will ever be resolved. It will not be resolved, as I just stated, for the remaining 2 years and 9 months of President Obama's administration. What in the world is happening in America? It is indeed, as one conservative pundit stated, a scandal for the ages. And never forget the words of this president, my fellow Americans. If they, that is my opposition, if they bring a knife to the fight, I and my people, we bring a gun. In short, the name of the gun in this case is the IRS. Oh, and it's a powerful gun. Some think that the aggressive IRS tactics began as early as March 2010 when Obamacare became law. There is, many think, a strong link between the passage of that law and the more aggressive, politicized activities of the IRS. Remember well that Obamacare allows the IRS to hire 16,000, oh Lord help us, 16,000 additional IRS agents, additional, to carry out its aggressive political philosophies. Obamacare authorizes that. Nothing, not even Congress, can hold this IRS accountable. Congress won't even think about revoking the authorization to hire that many more agents. If you want more, just ask conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, who wrote, directed, and produced 2016 Obama's America. Try to find it and watch it. It's really well worth watching. The film was the highest second-grossing political documentary of all time. D'Souza was arrested. He was arrested and indicted for campaign fraud. Campaign fraud. Just coincidentally, of course, Mr. D'Souza was about to release yet another of his documentary films entitled America. Wonder if that's ever going to get around. D'Souza was accused of the horrendous crime of making illegal contributions to a U.S. Senate candidate. Can you believe that? Not just the IRS got involved here, but are you ready? The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, got on Mr. D'Souza. That organization was called in to aggressively, even viciously target him because of his conservative activities. No other reason. And they arrested him. And they indicted him. And that led the Family Research Council and Tony Perkins to state that it, quote, smells, boy does it smell, it smells like yet another case of selective prosecution, end quote. It is in fact selective prosecution against conservatives and alleged enemies of Obama. There seems no real question about this, as the shameless IRS and now even the FBI, what a shame, do the will of the Obama administration. Time and again, listeners respond to the Crawford Stand stating how disconcerting, how upsetting these facts are. But we feel it is our duty to inform when so many others do not. If you know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, only that truth will set you free. So, we want to give you what we know to be the truth. and even more about the IRS. The Wall Street Journal states as follows, quote, the Obama administration has treated the IRS as a regulatory errand boy, end quote. Well said, WSJ. The Wall Street Journal recites yet another egregious example of overreach. In 2011, the IRS decided to crack down on those dastardly folks known as independent tax return preparers. And the IRS required them to pass certification exams and pay annual fees for helping people navigate the U.S. tax code. Can you believe that? That rule, wherever it came from, would have affected almost 750,000 taxpayers who use these services. Not to mention the negative economic effect it would have on the preparers themselves. A unanimous 3-judge panel on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the IRS rules and stated as follows, quote, the IRS may not unilaterally expand its authority through such an expansive, atextual, and ahistorical reading of the law, end quote. Very nicely and politically correct said. In other words, you're way over your boundaries, IRS. Get back to where you once belonged. And that was indeed a welcomed and especially timely rebuke for the IRS and this administration that seems to believe it can rewrite the law as it pleases, whenever it pleases, so says the Wall Street Journal. It's them versus us, the political power elite, the ruling class controlling and ordering plain old American citizens to do their bidding, for whom this ruling class has absolutely no regard or respect. None. No respect. And now comes newly appointed IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. He appointed after Lerner. Koskinen testified before the House Oversight and Governmental Reform Committee regarding Tea Party groups which were improperly targeted by the IRS. This agency still withholding approval of at least 19 organizations withholding the nonprofit status because they are conservative. They are patriotic in nature. No matter the fierce targeting and questioning of Congress and the committee, which rather unbelievably included some Democrats, Koskinen, the man President Obama himself chose to clean up the IRS and to reveal the scandals and hold criminals accountable, actually told the committee that, quote, are you ready for this? It will take years, years to respond to all of the document requests from Congress, end quote. Years! just absolutely unbelievable. Saul Alinsky, my friends, rules for radicals, deny, delay, deny, delay, years to get to the bottom of this IRS scandal.